This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628. 9 to 12 midday, Central African time. On the move with Palisa Tau and Benjamin Mushatama.
Well, that's Trump's there. That one is titled Sunshine. It takes us to 15 minutes past 9 o'clock Central African time. Thank you for joining us right here on Channel Africa. You're listening to us on DSTV Channel 802, OpenView 628, and internationally at www.channelafrica.co.za. That's where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. Well, digital agricultural services seem to have been a very essential thing across the continent over the last 10 years. And we know that through the usage of mobile phones, that mobile phones allow the continent to leapfrog, especially when it comes to utilization of advanced technologies. And speaking around this particular issue, especially looking at the impact of digital agricultural services in the sector in Kenya, we're speaking to John Kieti, who was looking at the fact that digital agricultural services have proliferated across the continent over the last decade. Well, he joins us from Nairobi. John Kieti is a PhD researcher at the University of Nairobi. John, thank you for giving us your time here on Channel Africa.
Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Well, it's an interesting conversation that you actually wrote on this particular issue, looking at, the fact that digital solutions are actually getting a boost in the agricultural sector. But you look at Kenya specifically. Tell us a little bit about your essay. Hello, John.
Thanks again. I'm back. I had a small problem here. So these digital agriculture solutions, these are services that that use digital equipment or devices such as mobile phones, computers, satellites, to address challenges in agriculture. And I may have missed the question. And if you could please come back again.
Okay, sure. I know that we're speaking via WhatsApp, so sometimes that internet service gives us a bit of a trouble. But let's continue just to look at basically why you went into this particular topic. Tell us a little bit about just your findings.
Yeah, for a couple of years, in the last 10 years or so, I've been working a lot with startups and innovators in the area of digital agriculture. And like you said, there's been a proliferation of many of them, many service providers and innovators of this kind of services across Africa. But then the trend has been such that a lot of them don't take off or don't scale out, or they start off as a company, and within 2 years they die, and because of many factors. So this research was motivated by the fact that we were seeing a lot of startups or innovators or services for agriculture starting off and dying off, and some of them making some modest progress, and a few of them are indeed making a lot of progress and impacting the lives of farmers. So that was the motivation of the research, and some of the initial findings that we were seeing as the reasons why a lot of those startups or innovators in digital agriculture were not taking off well was a simple issues of discoverability, not being farmers not being aware of that they exist, and even not being able to access them in the first place because of certain things like technological infrastructure, electricity, not having access to mobile networks and things like that. Of course, there was also another major impediment around to the scale out of these services, which was whether indeed these services were resonating with the needs of the farmers and other people in agriculture, such as agrovets and extension workers. So our research was trying to first discover what are these impediments to the scale out of these services, why are these startups dying, and why are some of them succeeding quite well. Yeah.
Well, let me take a bit of a break and we'll come back to that, because you highlight the issue of, you know, the fact that, you know, they are in usage, but there is that big challenge of scalability, as you've just alluded to. And we'll unpack that after our break. We're speaking to John Akieti, who is a PhD researcher at the University of Nairobi. And John was looking at digital agricultural services that have become prominent, but there's a big challenge in terms of how they're being utilized when it comes to scalability. So we'll unpack that a little bit more with John after this break.
Voulez-vous qu'on joue votre musique sur Channel Africa? Voulez-vous qu'on vous connaisse? Donnez-nous seulement quelques détails. Qui vous êtes? D'où vous êtes? Afin que nous puissions vous contacter. Et nous jouerons votre musique sur Channel Africa. Alors soumettez votre musique par email. musique@channelafrica.co.za. Nous aimons votre musique. Channel Africa, la perspective africaine.
Benjamin Mushatama and Palisa Tawo on the move.
It is 21 minutes past 9 o'clock Central African time. We're speaking to John Akieti, PhD researcher at the University of Nairobi. We're looking at the impact of technology on the agricultural sector, specifically with his research based in Kenya. Now, let's speak about some of the areas that we are seeing that you've addressed in your article, John, because over time we are seeing the mobile phone becoming such a central thing in Africa's leapfrogging, especially with access to technology. And you unpack that in your research.
Yeah, when you look at traditional ICTs or information communication technologies such as radio and TV, they're very useful to farmers in terms of the flow of information and awareness of certain opportunities. But when you take that a little step further to the mobile phone, you know, the mobile phone is a very powerful computer that is not just standing somewhere, hosted in an office somewhere. It's a powerful computer that's handheld, that you can move around with it. And when you have a computer that can help with the flow of information that you need, you need to make a decision in your farm about a certain disease that you're seeing in your field, the mobile phone enables you to do many more things than your typical radio or TV thing in terms of access to information. Mm-hmm. To make decisions in the farm, to make transactions. For instance, with mobile money, these things you could actually have your office, your farm office within the field, because you're able to do many things on your phone, because the phone is your computer. So and of course there's many things that you can do, connecting other systems to your phone that can help you, gives you some intelligence to make decisions as you go about your farming, as you go about running your AgriVet, as you go about providing extension services to farmers, or any of those areas in agriculture, whereby in the process, if you make use of all this power of the phone, in the end, you're having a more efficient and more productive agricultural sector, when every actor in the industry is kind of boosted in terms of the kind of decisions that they make, the information they have available to make those decisions, and the transactions that they could do very fast to introduce efficiency generally in the industry.
Absolutely. And let's speak about how you know, you address the issue of scaling up these products being an issue. You highlighted the fact that, you know, there is that particular issue that farmers might not know the technologies that exist that can be actually easily accessible to them to actually assist in their farming strategies. Tell us a little bit about what you are talking about when you're referring to this scaling up of products and the red tape around that as well, but also the issues of restriction there.
So when we reach out to many actors in agriculture, farmers, agrovets, and all sorts of people who are active in agriculture, and we told them about a solution, for instance, at Trigger Foods or some solution somewhere in Africa that some developer has developed that is supposed to be awesome and great, that one of the first questions they will ask you back is, where is it? Where have they been? I have always needed such a thing, but I've never heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I had someone else saying that they are using such a thing, but I don't have enough information to know about how to access it. And one of the things that it seemed to be boiling down to a question of, is there a one-stop shop, an area, a directory, or the equivalent of Google Play or Play Store or App Store for agriculture, where I can go and locate certain those services that are being famed to be awesome and very helpful to farmers. So discoverability of and the distribution of these services seems to be low, and increasing that could have more farmers access those services and use them to benefit their productivity and their business.
And tell us a little bit about your research and the outcome, especially in terms of improving the scalability in the utilization of digital services in agriculture.
Yeah. So our research is recommending we're looking at the notion of a one-stop shop for digital agricultural services, whether they are accessible on high-end phones, smartphones, or through USSD or that kind of a thing where Dell star something hash, so that it's a one-stop shop where farmers and actors in agriculture can access and discover all the solutions that are potentially outside there. So you create a digital bridge where from it's easy to discover these solutions and start using mm-hmm. them. At the same time, our research is also suggesting more increased use of the intermediaries, people like extension workers, people like agrovets and input dealers, people like the traders and other intermediaries in agriculture, using them more as human bridges to create more discoverability of those services for agriculture, but at the same time also help with improving the skills, because you find that some of these intermediaries like agrovets or the extension workers, they have slightly more knowledge or ability to use some of these services, so that they can be agents to propagate the skills that are required to not only access these services and make meaningful use of them, but also to get those skills, those special skills that they will tend to be a little more ahead of others like the farmers. So creating that human bridge, making more use of the intermediaries, as well as making use of creating a one-stop shop kind of service, like say Google Play or Play Store for agriculture, where such services can be discovered. And then of course our study is also recognizing that we still continue to struggle with the issues of technological infrastructure, where access to mobile phones and laptops and devices in general needs to be increased, and that may be through government policies and access to electricity to charge those devices, and access to network coverage, and this may be less of in the purview of the service providers, but more in the purview of the governments and policymakers, to ensure that even as we have a great coverage of the internet in the cities, in the rural area where most agriculture is happening, you still have that kind of access mm-hmm. to make use of these services and benefit agriculture.
Well, we're running out of time. This has been a fascinating conversation. In terms of improving how these digital products can be better utilized in the agricultural sector, what do you think is the solution here?
The solution revolves around those three issues of improving the discoverability and collaboration among these digital services and even amongst farmers. For instance, some of the farmers that we interviewed were telling us that they wish that more farmers could share could share about what services they have discovered or what new things, what new innovations that they've discovered that are helping them improve their productivity and efficiency in their farms. So that kind of collaboration amongst the actors in agriculture, not only the service providers, but also even the farmers and other actors. So and the other thing is to improve this the use and benefits of these services is to have these digital services providers improve the kind of usefulness of their services, how much their services resonate with the users, and how much trust they can build between them and the agricultural actors, because sometimes it's a lot of an issue of trust, whether they can trust the information they see them, whether they can trust the transactional mechanisms and things like that.
Yeah, well, John, I know you're a bit of a modern researcher. Where can people find you to find more about your research and your work? I know that you've got a Twitter handle out there, and let us know how people can find more of your work, because your work is very interesting and has been long-lasting, especially looking at environmental issues and digitization.
Thank you. I can be found on Twitter as John Chieti. I can also be found on LinkedIn at John Chieti, and also I have a blog that if you search on Google my name, you'll find it out there. And I write a lot about agriculture and innovation in general.
Well, thank you so much. I have been following your work, and definitely I checked out your blog as well. Very insightful. Thank you, John, for giving us your time here on Channel Africa.
Thank you, Benjamin.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective. That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.